Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, but when it's your turn, nobody is around for you.
Nobody to say, hey, here's a couple dollars, or how about here's my time? It's not even all about money, but what about giving up your time? What about just saying, hey, I just want to vent today and I'm there for you? Or, hey, how about I'll pick you up because I know you don't have a car? Or how about I know your car is down, let me help out. Let me give you a loaf of bread. Or how about just being there as a friend? How about that? But the thing about it is that Nabal, as his name is Fool, she was married to him, and he didn't make the best decisions, but I thank God that she found her voice in just the nick of time, because sometimes you can be put down so long until you feel like you can't speak. It don't even have to be because of a relationship, toxic relationship. It could be because of your upbringing. You were told to just shut up, don't say nothing. Everybody else can speak around you. It could be on the job, or even it could, how about even it can be you, because sometimes we're our own worst enemy and we feel like, oh my God, I don't belong in this room. There's no way that I fit in here. I don't have what they have. I don't have the knowledge, and I'm out of my lane, but I know God called me, hallelujah, to be there, but I'm afraid to step into the room. Hallelujah. Don't you know if that door is open for you to step into the room, step in, jump in, leap in? Because if you don't leap in, you ain't going to go in. I have learned to take leaps and go in to something. Hallelujah. I thank God for coffee with me on this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to slow it down so I can drink this good coffee, y'all. Y'all got to go to my Hope Victorious page, www.hopevictorious.com. Purchase some good coffee, coffee mugs, t-shirts. I just had to throw that in there. I know that you all have pre-orders and you're waiting for yours. Yours is on its way. It'll be there soon. So I thank you for your pre-orders and for your patience and your support. But I bless God on today because just sitting and chatting, doing coffee with me, let me tell you, God just dropped so much revelation, just so many other things. But when happens when, so don't even always think of it, this story as just being in a relationship. How about just being at a place where we felt like we couldn't speak, just like I said a few minutes ago, like we felt like we did not belong. We felt like we didn't have what it takes to go in. But guess what? Moses probably thought he didn't have what he took to go in to free those slaves. Now, hallelujah. And guess what? He had someone there for him to help out, called Aaron, his brother. See, God knows everything. He knows all your inadequacies, even the things that you think that you're inadequate. Then God already know what it is. It's us that are fearful to step out on some things. But let me read this scripture for you. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 32, and it says, and David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent this day to meet me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So let me just back up just for a minute. So when David sent his men out to Nabal to ask them, could he give us something, you know, to eat? We've been out here at these fields. We've been tending to our sheep and also watching over his flock. No heart hurt, harm, or danger came upon them while our men was out here. We didn't bother their food. We didn't bother their money. Only thing we asked in him is for food because, see, he was rich and he was wealthy. But I guess he jumped on the bandwagon with Saul, who was after him. And when the messengers came to Nabal, he laid them out. No, I'm not giving. Who is this that's running from his master? You know, people talk in the street, okay? Who is this running from their master? No, I'm not giving nothing. And David was furious because he didn't ask them for anything. And out of the goodness and kindness of his heart, he kept his men alive that was out there. He kept his flock still intact while he was out there watching over his stuff as well. The only thing I ask you, and you rich and you wealthy, and you have enough money, or you have enough to give us, how about you don't even have to be wealthy, but you have enough bread in your refrigerator to say, hey, I have four loaves. You know how we've been doing in this pandemic, stacking up, right? Amen. So how about I have a couple of loaves of bread, so let me give a loaf to my neighbor. I know they don't have it. Let me give them something. But no, sometimes we become so selfish, we don't want to give. We don't even want to give a shirt, or we don't want to give a pair of shoes. We don't want to give away anything. We know we ain't never going to fit back into that stuff. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing because you can't fit back in it, because sometimes as life goes, we pull in a couple pounds. Okay, that's fine. Embrace your new look. Embrace, but you know you're not wearing it. Give it away to somebody. But no, we'd rather hang on to it and just says, no, I'm just going to keep it. What you keeping for? Because your kid's coming up that's like, I don't want to wear that. That's not my style. So, but I'm just saying, Amen. So we hold on to things. So Nabal had all this money and wealth, and he wouldn't even give them anything. And they was out there protecting your stuff, and they didn't even have to protect it. You didn't ask them to, but because they was there, they didn't bother anything. So David was furious. So he rounded up 400 men to go, and he saying nobody gonna be left alive by the morning time comes. And then he left 200 men back to tend to the field. But he had that many men on the run. Hallelujah. But in the midst of that, there's always somebody listening. My mother always say, every shutout ain't sleep. So this particular servant was Nabal servant. So he ran back, not to his master who was drunk, not to his master who he knew couldn't give him a sound decision. That's another thing. We run to some folks that know can't give us sound decisions, but we run to folks who we know going to give us what we want to hear. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sometimes we run to some folk who's only going to give us what we want to hear, but we don't want to call a person who's going to check us and hold us accountable and say, you know, that's wrong. You know that you shouldn't be doing it that way. You know, you know better than that. But we are running to tell somebody else the answer that we want to get from them. Hallelujah. But guess what? In this time, that service, and I ain't going, I'm going to Abigail, his wife, who I know has a lot of wisdom. Hallelujah. But the thing about it is that back in that time, you know, women were considered as second-class citizens before Jesus came. But see, when Jesus came, he crossed all of those barriers. Hallelujah. That's why in the Bible of Luke, it says certain women. Hallelujah. You know why it was certain women? Because they gave their own substance to Jesus, because he broke those barriers, and he made them feel like you were equal, and you're not beneath nobody. Hallelujah. So if someone is on this broadcast on day thinking that they're nothing, thinking they ain't having a mountain to anything, you are enough, and you need to say that to yourself every day. I don't care who's beating you down, even if you beat your own self down. Hallelujah. Release that, all of that. Hallelujah. Like I said a few weeks ago, whose stones are you carrying? Stones that people just threw at you. Throw that stuff back. Hallelujah. So verse 33 says, and blessed be the Abite, and blessed be thou which hath kept me this day from coming to shed blood, hallelujah, and from avenging myself with my own hand, hallelujah, and from avenging myself with my own hand. So he blessed Abigail coming, because when she got there and she rounded up, when her servant came, oh, she rounded up all this food and she took it out to, you know, get the donkey ready so I can go meet him. And she met him when David was coming to tear that whole house up. Amen. But she got off her donkey, she knelt down before him, and she just began to just uplift him. Like, you don't want to do that. And she was sincerely concerned about his well-being as well, because you didn't want to take that, have blood all over your hands for avenging somebody. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. For the battle is not mine, it belongs to the Lord. So on today, you all who are fighting some battles out here, let God avenge them. Let God avenge your enemy. Let God go out there and make sure your house won't foreclose. Go out there and make sure, God will make sure that your lights is still on, your gas is still on. God will make sure of those things. But he thanked her for not allowing him to vengeance is in his own hand, and in avenge her husband and killed everybody, and the blood is on his hand. Hallelujah. He's like, uh-uh. So he thanked her and blessed her, he said, for her advice, for her wisdom. Hallelujah. But see, mama didn't raise no fool. My mom used to always say, hallelujah. So Abigail found her voice. And even if she was shut down because in that culture, you probably couldn't, I know you couldn't speak until you were spoken to, but she kept her mouth closed. But when it was the right time, oh, glory be to God. Let me tell you something. When it is the right time, you will find your voice when it is the right time. Because I'm not saying always speak out all the time, but times when you know God will tell you to be silent and times when he will tell you to speak up. But that was the time when she spoke up, because she saved her own household. Decisions that we make just don't affect us. It affects the whole house. So be careful of things that you say and do, because it can affect your whole house, just not you. And stop being so selfish to keep thinking about yourself all the time. It can affect everybody around you. Hallelujah. But Abigail, with her wisdom, saved the whole household. That servant knew, you know, if I went to my master, the whole house is going to be gone. But if I go to Abigail, who's in her right mind, because, see, my master is drunk at the time, so he ain't thinking right. So I'm going to say it again. Stop running to those folk who you know ain't thinking right, but you run into them because you know they're going to give you the answer that you want to hear and not the correct answer. Stop running to those people who you know are going to give you, pacify you, let you know with no accountability everything you're doing is great. You don't want to call those folks who are going to tell you, no, sis, no, bro, that is all wrong. No, it's all wrong. But we call on those folks who we know is going to pacify us and tell us what we want to hear. I learned to stop going to those folks because those folks, you'll get nowhere in life. So you know who to call. So don't act like you don't know who to call. You know who to call. But most of all, you call Jesus. I call Jesus because I know he's going to give me the answer that I need. I know he's going to give me the answer that I need and not what I want to hear. Hallelujah. I'm just checking my to make sure nobody didn't call in. I don't know if anybody called in. You can always press 1, and I'll take your call. Hallelujah. If you want to comment, I just bless the name of the Lord because he is so faithful, and he is so mighty. He is so powerful, and I just love it because times when I feel like I didn't have a voice, times when I felt like I've been shut down for so long, you know, can I speak? If I speak, I'm going to say all the wrong things. But sometimes when you have been beaten down for so long and you lose your self-esteem, sometimes you feel like I can't give a proper answer. It's not going to come out right. Grammatically, it's going to be all wrong. I can't speak the way they speak. Well, you speak the way God told you to speak. You speak the way, glory, just like Moses. He had to speak the way, even though he had started speech, he still had to speak the way God had him to speak because that was his voice. Hallelujah. You ain't supposed to sound like nobody else. You're not supposed to be like nobody else. You be who God created you to be. You always want to be like somebody else. Stop being like trying to look like them, act like them, be like them, preach like them, teach like them, pray like them, because you can't be nobody else. Be that unique person that God created you to be. And it is wonderful. When we grab hold of that and really grab hold of that, it is wonderful. Stop thinking that you don't belong in the room. Oh, yes, you do. You do belong in that room. When God told you to walk in, and you walk in with your held high. I'm fierce, I'm powerful, and I am beautiful. I'm fierce, I'm powerful, I am handsome. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Whatever gender you are, you handsome, you're beautiful, say it and believe it in Jesus' name. But what I love about Abigail and I love about her tenacity, her zeal, is that she was so beautiful, not just for the outside, but the inside of her. The inside of her. When the servant came to her, she didn't think twice. She did what she had to do to save her house. I know mamas think like that. Moms are like, "What I need to do? I'm done. It's already done. I'm out. I'm good. I'm done." You know, so I'm just saying to you, just know, be not weary, my favorite scripture, be not weary in well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. What I love about Nehemiah is that when he went before the king and the king asked him, "What is it, Nehemiah? What is it that saddened you?" He stood there and prayed. He didn't have time to run to the corner, pull out a mat or pull out a rug and pray. He prayed right. That's what I love about Jesus, because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. I love that when I'm running, he's with me, running with me. When I'm on my knees or my stands in there and I need an answer, and if somebody waiting for me to answer and I don't know what to say, I can say, "Lord, help," that quick, without my mouth even moving, saying to myself and God to drop that answer right down. Well, that's what Nehemiah did. He didn't have time to run to no Southwest corner and grab a mat and pray. No, he did not. He stood right there. He answered the king. And guess what? He gave him all his desires, his wishes to go into Jerusalem to rebuild the gate wall, to rebuild the gate, to rebuild the wall around the temple. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with going your knees praying, because everything is right with praying. But I'm saying the kind of God that I serve. Some religions, you got to go grab a rug and get on the floor and beat your head and try to stop one corner to pray to hear God. No, I want a God who's everywhere, and that's the Lord Savior Jesus Christ, because he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. And when I do kneel down, he's there. When I am standing up, he's there. When I go before and prostrate and pray, he's there. When I'm running for the bus, he's there. Hallelujah. See, I ain't got to go seeking God, because when I pray, he's already sought out. Ooh, glory be to God. He's already sought out. So he had already knew what I was going to ask him before I even asked him. That's the kind of God that I want to serve, a God that's powerful, a God that's knowing, all-powerful. Greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, y'all, you got to praise him. You got to come to know him. Hallelujah. So on this morning, find your voice. Find your voice on today. Because some of us been shut out for so long, we can't even speak or talk. We've been shut down for so long, we feel like when we walk in a room that we don't belong. We find that when we are in a situation, oh, my God, I'm afraid because I'm going to say all the wrong things. The last week I went into, I said all the wrong things, and guess what? God is giving you a second chance. Go in that meeting and take it by storm. Go in that meeting and know that whatever I say out of my mouth, God is speaking for me and he is with me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I love the story of Abigail and Nabal and David. One, because Nabal, not that I love Nabal's selfishness, but I love how in the midst of his selfishness and in the midst of him just being all crazy upstairs, that Abigail was able to think quickly. And she was able to save the house and save David from killing him, which he would have had to take ownership for that, be accountable for that. And then Nabal wound up passing away, and David sent his servants, hey, tell Abigail I want to marry her. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know she didn't said all this time I've been suffering and going through and being oppressed and being beat down by your fury and your foolishness, and then God sent me a Boaz. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't think God has forgotten about you, because, oh, no, he hasn't. Love does live. Love lives. Hallelujah, ladies and gentlemen. Love does live. I don't care if you was in a toxic relationship and things just did not go well. Love do live. Hallelujah. It lives. And sometimes we feel like, oh, my God, I've been so beat up for so long. I've been put down for so long. They done walked all over me. There's no way that somebody could possibly come in and love me. Oh, yes, they can. Jesus loves you first. Hallelujah. He loves you first. And there is love, and love does live. So don't let your mind tell you or your friends tell you that there's no such thing as love. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. I know some of us have got caught up in some situation that's just not right, and we feel like this is it for us. It's not it for you. Mm-mm. It ain't. Mm-mm. It ain't over till God says it's over, and love does live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going to close out in prayer. I so enjoyed y'all on this morning. I'll go back and read your comments, and then I'll be able to go back. I know when I'm on a different platform like YouTube, I can't just read your message on Facebook, even though it's streaming to Facebook as well. When I used to be, oh, hey, so-and-so, I know I'm not able to, but I'll go back today, and I'll read all my comments. Trust me, I love all your comments. I love how you encourage each other on the comments. I love that. So I just want to say hello to everyone who's out of state, in state, local. I just bless God for you on today. I see you again on next Tuesday, Coffee with Me. If you want to chat and have some coffee and some coffee mugs and T-shirts, go to my webpage, www.hopevictorious.com, hopevictorious.com. Amen. So I just want to say to you all, have a good day. Love on purpose. Amen. No matter how cruel or how mean somebody is treating you, just know that God is good. You don't have to be like them. You don't have to oppress folks because somebody oppressed you. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be that way like how some folks are. You don't got to do what they do. You know, amen. And I know it's hard when a person is mistreating you, and then you want to lash back out at them. But I learned to let God fight my battles. He'll let you know when to speak and when not to speak. Hallelujah. So find your voice on today, a positive voice on today, a positive voice like Abigail wasn't able to think fast. Hallelujah. hallelujah, for her household. Amen. And just know that you are enough, and yes, you do belong in that room. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up, Father, and I give you the highest praise, Father. I thank you for this broadcast and today. I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for mercy's new beginnings. God, I pray, God, that you would just continue to bless those that's on this call. Bless those, Father God, who could not make it on but listen to the replay. I thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, down on the cross for my sins, I may have everlasting life. All of us, Father, you send thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Amen. It's time to go. So just know that Jesus loves you. I know I got lipstick all around this coffee, this coffee cup. Jesus loves you. He cares for you. He adores you. And you have a voice. You have a voice, y'all. So have a wonderful morning, and God bless you. Bye.